Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Boyd Porter says there have been several bears reported in Saxman moving through residential neighborhoods that are close to the forested areas. The bear that was killed had been seen before, accompanied by two older cubs. Porter says the bear had gotten into the home's garbage previously, so the homeowners secured their garbage storage area with an extra latch.
By that time, it had already had access to the garbage in the past, and so it was able to rip through the plywood door they put up and got access to the garbage in the cans.
While the bear was there, it caught a whiff of something even better than garbage.
There was a deer in the back of a camper shell, and you can imagine a pretty strong smell of a fresh-killed deer. And the bear was able to get into the camper shell through the back and took the entire deer out.
Porter says that shooting a bear on your property is allowed in certain situations.
You're not allowed to shoot a bear just because it's getting in your garbage. Garbage is not your property, but destroying property or threatening life, people's lives, then you could defend yourselves. And if you had an area where you could safely shoot.
Porter says safely shooting a bear is a problem in residential areas, which is why homeowners should first contact law enforcement. The Saxman homeowner did follow that protocol and was given instructions on how to safely shoot the bear. Porter says bears killed in defense of home become the property of the state, so he collected the bear's carcass and it will be destroyed. From photographs he's seen, Porter says the two cubs left behind appear to be about 2 years old.
We're still working on that one and trying to get a look at those cubs. It's likely that they will end up being killed in Saxman, I would imagine, just because they're not used to foraging on their own. They're used to following mom around. So there's probably two more bears that will end up being dispatched in that area.
Porter says at this time of year, bears are searching for more ways to fatten up before winter. To discourage bears from foraging in neighborhoods, he recommends ratchet straps on garbage can lids and keeping other potential attractants as secure as possible. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.